Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Baked first thing and delivered first night, because only the best can give you the best. And sure, aren't they worth it? Still today's best bread. Today.
Yeah, that's the Brennan's Bread ad. Well, of course, I'm sure you've heard that Joseph Brennan, who was the founder of Brennan's Bread, passed away at the age of 82 on Sunday, the businessman behind the famous advertisement that you've just heard. And he was affectionately known as Old Mr. Brennan because the adverts for his bread were just so well loved and liked. And the company started back in 1972. But we're talking today about those really iconic Irish TV advertisements. And Matt Moss, who's a copywriter in advertising, is with me here in studio today. Because Matt, you've actually worked with Brennan's Bread at some point, or with on the Brennan's advertisements.
Yeah, I mean, it was purely coincidence that came up. I have actually worked on a couple of the ads in the past before. I think just a really important point of clarity is that it's mostly Mr. Brennan's friend talking in the ad, and he refers to his old man, Mr. Brennan. So I suppose there's a bigger tragedy in this, and that he's the voice that we hear has really lost his oldest friend, and from an iconic radio ad.
It's a brilliant ad, isn't it? It's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I think for me, you know, having worked in Ireland now for around 5 years, it's one of the more iconic pieces that I've come to know. It's one of those ads that, you know, the principles of it are entirely different to regular advertising, because you're not just writing to all of these metrics, but there's a whole history and heritage behind what you're writing towards. It's really beautiful, really fun. And the process itself is often very different to regular radio ads.
In what way?
I think it's a lot more conversational, but I think you're also kind of tapping into a character and doing a lot of character writing that you wouldn't usually do. So I've got a friend of mine who would do the main bulk of them. And when we were working on it together, it's actually very rare that you'd have two writers in a room kind of brainstorming. But we'd be coming up with these conversations, myself and a man called Stephen Kelly. And a lot of these ads and a lot of the ideas would come up through this banter that we were having with each other. And again, it's usually a somewhat isolated process, but I think these have always been very conversational and very engaged in that sense.
Something very warm and homely, isn't there, Brian, about the Brennan's ad?
Yeah.
Brian Lloyd, yeah, I should say. Sorry, editor at entertainment.ie, but...
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to speak ill of the man because he's just died. I don't like these ads.
Do you not?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. Like, I know you. I don't want to be insulting you to your face, but like, I think these are like horribly parochial. Like, it's just very kind of like twee.
But
like,
we love it.
And quaint. Yeah, but do you not think it's just like really twee and quaint? Like,
I think it's great.
It's bread.
Really
like,
it's warm. It's homely.
Yeah, I know it's maybe warm and homely, but like, it's just, I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to be insulting you. And like, the guy just died. Like, I don't want to be like, you know.
But even, do you know what I think is great? Like, the slogan, today's bread, today. We're all so familiar with that.
Yeah, it's just today's bread today. Like, what's the, like, I'm sorry, like, I can't, like, I feel terrible for,
that's
like,
okay.
Knocking this. Like,
that's okay. Kieran Cuddy is with us as well.
I'm waiting for Brian to dig up his corpse
please,
and desecrate
please,
it. I mean,
please.
It's gone so far. You know what? Pat the Baker is my preferred
TV. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I know. But more insults in studio. Do you know, but what I love about it is what I love when an ad gives us a phrase that just kind of, that lives beyond the lifetime of the ad. So like kind of Pat the Baker, so fresh, it's famous.
Today's Bread Today.
Yeah, Today's Bread Today with Brennan's, or
the milk like, tray, all because the lady loves
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Only the crumbliest, flakiest. Like there are people out there, like Sally O'Brien, the harp ad, like that's before my time. I don't really remember it on television, but still to this day, if somebody tells me their name is Sally O'Brien, I still quote the ad.
This is the one you're talking about.
And Sally O'Brien and the way she might look at you. And joining the chorus. And a pint of her. All the money is good and the suntan is free. You could fry an egg on the stones here, if you had an egg. And you could certainly sink a pint of her.
I don't remember that ad.
No, I don't know, but I only know that from reeling in the ears.
Yeah, but I still, do you do that? If someone says the name is Sally O'Brien, I immediately think the way she might look at you. Even though the ad, which is a sign of a great ad.
Yeah, the
like,
sticks with you.
And I wonder, you know the one with Paul Mescaline did a few years ago?
Yeah.
Like, if someone says they're going to Bali today, I immediately say, Harness.
Really?
Yeah, because of that ad.
How important important, Matt. Like, you're involved in that, and the scripting of that, and getting that tagline that Kieran talks about right. Like, they're little gems. You can't come up with them for every ass.
What you try to do is you always try to circle back to it. I think, you know, in the past, these gems have almost come coincidentally as singular pieces of content. But now, you know, the way you think about it is, what's that gem first, and how does everything kind of pull back into that? And that's like, it's become a bit more of a science, and it's really what we aim for. Like, today's bread today, absolutely iconic, and everything is kind of led by that first.
Yeah, this is another one I think a lot of our listeners will definitely remember this. So without even knowing or thinking of the brand, I instantly just find myself moving to that, Kieran.
Yeah, well, you would drink Guinness out of a wet sock, though.
No, we don't drink Guinness at all. Never was a fan of Guinness, would you believe?
It's why you would. This is the kind of the Guinness ad in a series of hugely iconic Guinness ads that for some reason resonates with me. It's probably just the age I was when it first appeared in the television. But I mean, the White Horses one, obviously the Surfers, an incredible ad. It was amazing. And then Mick Christopher with Michael Fassbender in it as well. That ad was an incredible ad. It was brilliant as well. But I think it was just the age one as well. I think age is a big part of this as well. Like, you know, the Glastonbury ad for Ariel or Purcell, was it?
She opens up the yoga and it's like,
and we will be talking about Glastonbury at some stage over the next few weeks on the show.
I'll be talking about it loads. I'm going.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Andrea. When you come back and people ask you how was Glastonbury, how was the Rock Festival, your answer has to be Glastonbury, and you would have loved it.
Really? Simple as that.
Myself and Brian would love that. People like myself and Brian would love that answer.
The ad, for people who don't know, it's basically this lad comes in from being at Glastonbury, sits down on the couch next to his mom. She starts to go through his washing and all that, and there's all these big horrible stains on it, but the final one is like, it's obviously clearly somebody got sick into this like t-shirt.
And then he rips a white shirt.
Yeah, and she rips it open, and like there's a bit of like gunk that like comes flying out with the screen. But then of course throws it away, because sure enough Ariel or a Purcell or whatever it is gonna clean it whiter than white. And then she goes, of course in my day things were different. He goes, yeah, right, ma'am. He goes, we didn't wear any clothes.
Listener in Cork has got in touch to say Penny's got a whole lot of things for Christmas.
Oh, it's got a whole lot for the family.
Christmas when that ad comes on. I know this, we played the harp one, but the ESB ad too, I think, was a big favourite for listeners.
Hill Mucker Alan Hughes there.
I only found out recently that Alan Hughes from Ireland AM from Virgin Media is the star of the ad.
Is the star of the ad, yeah. That's him going home.
But I remember this so well when I hear it.
There's a whole genre of ads of famous people before they're famous. Olivia Colman was in an ad for AA, Roadwatch in the UK. Chris O'Dowd was in an ad for something or other, I can't remember. I mentioned Fassbender, Paul Mescal with Ballyhaunus.
Bryan Cranston in the US did an ad for Preparation H. And I'm not going to say what Preparation is, because this is a daytime show, but it's something fairly intimate.
Really?
And he did, like, he was like this scientist dude that walks out with a tube of Preparation H. He's all like, if you've got these things, use Preparation H. And it's like,
That's
all you need.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Like, do you like the kind of hallmark, that cheesy, festive Christmas? I love them. I totally lean into them, Matt.
You know what? I think that they are kind of lovely. I got to say, though, there is something, you know, we're talking about a particular era of ads. Those unhinged ads, I think, are things that kind of connect.
Good or?
I think good. You know, like Dancing Man. You know, what is that about? It's it's so wild in the context of when it came out and what it's saying, really. But for me, that kind of resonates better as something that I enjoy watching. I love a little bit of Hallmark. It can be nice and warm and cozy, but I also just like weird. I think there's something really lovely in those completely irreverent stories that we can tell.
Rock Shore have been doing a series over the past couple of years, and it's a lot of them are based kind of around the Wild Atlantic Way. And I know you're going to say I'm just mentioning these because obviously quite clearly Bundoran features in it, but there is that.
And Rock Shore.
You know, the surfing and like, I love them. I love anything that shows off Ireland like in these ads?
Oh, right. I think there's a couple of things there. A, it's showing off Ireland, which in fairness, we've seen a lot before, but I think there's kind of a bit more of a contemporary context to it, which is really lovely. Like it's not, like you were saying, there's not, it kind of undercuts a little bit of that tweeness and rather a celebration of the country, which I think is really nice. But then, you know, was it Rockshaw or is it also did All the Friends taking like,
yeah,
Mickey out?
That's a very good ad as well, in fairness.
It's quite memorable as well. But that was quite a nice, like, kind of switchover, really.
Do you remember the Kit Kat ad with the guard?
With the guard,
The guard with the speed gun. They wouldn't make it anymore, I don't think, actually. You know what I mean? The idea is that when he's having a Kit Kat, he doesn't care that the cars are speeding up this country road.
How do you get the figs into the fig rolls? What about the Jacobs Mikados? Absolutely brilliant. I mentioned Penny's. This is another favourite for a lot of our listeners, too.
I'm going to be serving now. Any minute.
Would you like some more?
No.
Hey, Dad.
Who's taking the horse to France?
It's the Kerrygold, isn't it?
The Kerrygold ad, yeah. And this is actually interesting because, like, this was, and you might be able to talk about this a bit more educated than I am, but, like, essentially what was going on in, like, the mid-90s, you had these ads that were basically, like, small little stories that continued on with each different ad. And it started, I think, with, like, Nescafe, I want to say. It was, like, Ridley Scott, who we know from Blade Runner, from, you know, world famous director. He has an advertising agency called Scott and Associates, and he kind of, not so much trademark, but he certainly pioneered this idea of having a continuing story. There was a follow-up ad to the Horse to France, because it was like the guy that was in it was having like some sort of weird nebulous relationship with the French woman. She goes like, "You cook like a Frenchman." When he goes, "What, the holidays?" And he goes, no, it's a Kerrygold. And then there was another one later on where like you saw the horse again and like, I don't know, something happened between your man and the French one. Like, but yeah.
We'll find out.
I know there was something did happen. Like, you did find out who took the horse to France.
Listener says, how has nobody mentioned the Vodafone ad yet? Hello, Katie. It's me, the guy from the bar. Do you remember that ad?
No, I don't remember.
It was Aircel. I remember that one, yeah. It was the one where it was like, it's just like a me cute at a bar and like two, you know, man and a woman kind of lock eyes. Yeah, eyes meet across
the
bar.
That's fairly recent.
And then, it's about like 20 years ago. Well, anyway, long story short, and how I know it's 20 years ago is because I actually tracked down the actor who played, what was his name, Mikey from the bar? And he goes, "Hey, kid, it's me, Mike from the bar."
No way. What's he all now?
He's an American actor. He was in Watchmen, and yeah, he's an American. He doesn't have like an Irish accent at all. Like, I mean, you watch the ad, you can tell it's clearly like dubbed over.
Phrase "naughty but nice," as this listener has had a long life after the fresh cream cakes product that it was advertised in, but not a lot of people know that it was actually written by a salesman back in the advertising days. Another listener says the very best ad was for Guinness, and a beautiful guy in a green bottle and a green studded all-in-one suit played the harp. It was a wonderfully iconic ad for a great Irish product.
God, I don't remember that.
No.
I wonder, Matt, you would know this. I mean, because when people ask me about my favourite ad, it's been the same answer since the mid-90s, and there was a Nike ad, Good versus Evil. So Eric Cantona was in it, Paolo Maldini, Patrick, all those. And again, this is partly just age. It was the age I was when it came out. And it led to these series of ads. There was another, they did another one for World Cup where everyone was playing at an airport. And then Cantona came back for one, and Elvis's A Little Less Conversation was remixed for it. Remember, that's when it was re-released.
Oh, yes.
And it was such a big ad that I remember watching a documentary about the making of the ad. Like, how much has that changed because people don't watch terrestrial television the same way? Is there still the same kind of mini movie making?
So, like, there is, sometimes that does happen. It's not nearly as frequent as it was before, but, you know, there's almost like this pioneering of this extended cinematic universe long before Marvel came to the screen, in which you could watch different storylines of different ads kind of playing out through this bigger ecosystem. Now it's more, I suppose, it happens, but it's not the same in that it's kind of a multi-screen experience. So if you're watching something on TV, the expectation is you might see more of the story on social, which is kind of cool in its own way. But, you know, maybe it's a sign of my own age. I don't necessarily engage with a lot of those online mediums anymore. But
I remember when that Nike ad came out, one of the other things, like this is pre-internet, there was maybe a bit of dial-up. There was no YouTube. I remember in school, people waiting to see the ad. They hadn't, people who hadn't seen it yet, and they were hoping it would be on TV
Amazing.
That night.
A listener here says, one of the greatest advertisements ever. It has to be, and I don't want to get this wrong now, it's the Budweiser. Do you remember the What's Up? What's all that? Yeah, it was actually created by a neighbour of mine in Renmore in Galway.
No
says
way.
This. We've got to track that listener down. On Poster Christmas, Walking in the Air, classic. Yeah, from Brian and Lynch. Say that again, Matt.
Absolute banger of a tune.
It's great.
Yeah.
The Barry's Tea Out of Christmas, that's a great one too. Lorraine and Dundalk. There's always a sister, isn't there, away abroad? And
yeah, she's telling the whole story. Yeah, she's writing a letter to her and all.
She gets the tea in the Irish bath.
That's it, but that's like...
See, I love these heartwarming
ones. No, yeah, they are heartwarming, but this is the thing. I think every Irish ad always tends to be about like the experience of being Irish, which is like
emigrating.
Well, like, yeah, as in, like, they're
it's
gone away.
To get
like,
home to your mother's people.
That's it, that's it. Like, I mean, like, the Guinness one, it's literally all about, like, you know, Michael Fassbender walking across Ireland to get to America. Then there was another one, I think, I don't know if it was Kerrygold or if it was Guinness, but it was one where your man literally cuts out a piece of his garden and then takes it off.
So they'll set foot on Irish soil.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I think it was Kerrygold. Or was it Denny's?
It was Denny's, yeah. And then there was the other one that's, like, when he's living in America... And he's Irish and he's like cooking breakfast at like 3 o'clock
yes,
in the morning.
That's the Denny sausages ad.
Denny sausages ad. And she goes, it's 3 a.m. It goes, but it's breakfast time.
But back home. There is a bit of a bizarre thing that I've discovered here, which is the emotional context of ham ads in Ireland.
There was a lot of controversy over a ham ad.
That sounds like someone's thesis. The emotional context of ham ads in the Irish TV market.
There is something in it because, like, I mean, obviously, look, to come out with your black and tans one with the ham stuff. I mean,
or that weird ad where your man is cooking, listening to his dead mother.
Oh,
telling
God,
him
yes!
Sorry, that's a weird ad.
I'm glad none
sorry,
of
that's a great ad.
Nothing I've done has come up yet, which I'm thankful for.
What's the ad you're most proud of?
You know, one that this is tricky. I think the one that I'm most proud of, just because of the process of making it, was the one for Leia Healthcare.
Oh yeah, very good. Your one when she steps off the bed. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's the whole thing, like, it's these small bits of craft in there which I'm sure are not things that most people are going to notice or even care about, but you know, even the music being composed to 65 BPM to kind of mimic the average heart rate. We work with a really wonderful poet under Felicia Speaks as well, beat poet. She was really talented and just really lovely, some of the best talent I've worked for, and you know, the client were quite collaborative, and it was also kind of, you know, in the middle of lockdown, so everything was kind of being prepared and you were getting things shoved up your nose, but you were also allowed to leave the house, which was, you know, like a great escape in the middle of all of it.
Listeners say, where is Grandad? Does anybody remember this advert?
Yes.
What is that advert?
So it's if I'm thinking of the right one, it's Grand. You know, everyone's looking after the baby. He wants to hold the baby. And then he makes some ham sandwiches and then he gets to hold the baby.
Yeah, the Coca-Cola ad at Christmas with the horses and the truck all lit up and the Kellogg's cornflakes with Santa, fantastic ads. And Rachel in Dublin says, even in the home of the black stuff, we're dreaming of a white one. Coupled with the imagery, it still makes me cry.
Yeah, that's it. Christmas. I mean, a lot of, like, I think that's it. A lot of Irish ads kind of tend to speak to a kind of an emotional kind of context. Like, it's the funny ones I kind of remember. Like you were saying, like the Kit Kat one. Remember the one with when the panda comes out and starts going around on the skates and then flies back in? Stuff like
it's
that.
Brilliant.
Well, there's the other side of that as well, which are the road safety ads. Now, those are shocking. Like, I think I might be scarred for life, but I drive very carefully.
As a because result.
Just such is the impact. There you go. Matt Boss, copywriter in advertising. Also our own Kieran Cuddihy here from The Hard Shoulder and Brian Lloyd. Thanks a million to you all for joining us. Keep your suggestions, your favourite TV, the iconic Irish TV ads. What's your favourite? It's 087 1400 106.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.